Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Patty Greer is a filmmaker, and she makes music for her own documentaries. She makes beautiful documentaries about the unexplained, and especially about crop circles. She has made some beautiful work, which I ordered and enjoyed very much, and I'm still showing it to many people, the DVDs. The Wake Up Call number 1 and number 2, and then 2012, we are already in it. And just tell me about your latest work, Patty, because it's very interesting what you do.
You know, the crop circle studies have really advanced quickly. And because I went year after year, I think that the circle makers choose humans to work with. And they use us as, the term they gave me recently is transmitters. Like, we are here to transmit and translate their messages for humanity into human talk. Mm-hmm. But the crop circles are really how they speak to us. mm-hmm. in a way that they find to be most gentle. And I met you in the crop circles. You've been there, yes?
Oh, yes, I did. And I met you in the Silent Circle Cafe, and at, I believe at the celebration, the 10th year celebration from the Wheelchair Crop Circle Study Group in Alton Barnes in the hall. You remember that?
Of course, the room was so crowded and everybody was all wound up. We had many exciting crop circles that summer.
Yeah, it was. I think it was the year of 2010 that we met.
Probably.
Yes.
Well, in 2010, Martin, I came over with a gentleman, and it was the first summer where I said, I don't want to make a movie. I'm leaving my camera in America.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend said, no, bring the camera. I'll carry it everywhere.
Yes.
And I said, no, trust me, if I bring the camera, the circle makers will make me make another movie. And he didn't really understand what I was saying. He thought I was kidding. Because who could really imagine that you would really have a direct contact with whoever these beings are that are making the crop circles? For me, there's no doubt in my mind. I've been working with them for years, and they don't give you an invitation.
No.
It is always just kismet how
yes.
we show up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And all the people that you met there, I mean, most of them come back year after year after
exactly.
year, yes?
Yes, indeed. And I must tell you, Patty, that your DVD, your DVDs that I ordered in 2009, three of them, made me come to England, made me come to see the crop circle phenomenon. Because I was already interested by messages on the internet, but your documentaries made me really make a decision to come and to make a research. And since then, I've come every year, and I will come again this year.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
Well, you know, I met a few people over there that said, you're Patty Greer, you're the reason we're here.
Oh,
so,
yes.
you know, thank
yes.
you. It's
yes.
really, it's great to hear that, because, you know, once you make a movie, you really don't realize how many people are enjoying it. But I have a funny new thing where almost every other day I'll say, you know, I bet there's somebody in Korea watching one of my movies right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can just throw out any country, kind of like your radio show. Do you even know how many people are listening?
Yeah, sometimes between 12,000 and 17,000. But what I do, also, after my show, I bring it to YouTube. And last interview with Cobra, you know Cobra, maybe? It's been viewed in 4 days already, 12,000 times in 4 days only. So it goes really
wow.
fast.
Well, people must trust you that you're bringing the truth to the people. So this is the most amazing story I have, and it is very recent. In 2010, when I saw you there, there was a morning when my boyfriend and I got up early, and we decided to go back to this crop circle that was in Avebury Truslow. I
yes.
imagine you saw this one. It had
yes.
unbelievable centerpieces.
I know. Yes, I remember. Yes.
The most amazing crop circle I've ever seen. So we got up at 6 in the morning, and we got into the formation before anybody was there, and we filmed it. We just got every little centerpiece, and I mean, it was a remarkable crop circle. And then we went over to the Silent Circle, which is where I also have met you,
mm-hmm.
and that's the research center in Wiltshire, England. And at the Silent Circle, my boyfriend and I are sitting having coffee, and I watched these two guys stumbling toward the entrance. And they came up, and they were bright red in the face, staring at the ground. They could hardly talk. And I said to my friend, I think these kids are drunk. Let's help them. So I got up, and I said, are you okay? And the guy looked right at my face with the strangest expression, and he said, oh, what we saw last night. Well, come on, say that to a filmmaker. I'm like, well, honey, come sit down. And I asked my boyfriend to go get them coffee. So this guy goes on to tell me the most amazing story. And when I repeated it to the owner of the Silent Circle, Charles, he agreed that this, if it's true, is the most remarkable story that's ever happened over there. What these guys said was that they were sleeping in the camper van over East Field.
Mm-hmm.
And East Field is a farm field that gets hit with crop circles every year, 1, 2, 3 crop circles in that field.
Mm-hmm.
You know that area, yeah?
Yeah, it's very, the parking lot is on top there.
Yes, exactly.
On
and Silbury Hill is off to one side.
Yeah, Adam's Grave.
Adam's grave, right up the hill.
Yeah.
So these two guys said that they filmmakers are, and these particular guys sat on the hill. They saw nothing, so they went back to bed, and then they heard all this ruckus with this French group of people that came up the hill, and they were really excited, and they were talking in French. And the Belgian guys went running out, and they said, "What did you see?" And the people from France said, "We saw these big, bright, orange balls of light." And they lit up, and then they disappeared. And then they lit up, and there were three, and then they disappeared. And then they, you know, they were one and two and three, but they kept kind of taking turns illuminating. And then they got quiet. So the people came back up to their camp, and the Belgian guys were all excited. So they put on their headlamps, and they went walking down the hill. So they're looking over Eastfield, and they're sitting there on their spot, and all of a sudden, the balls showed up again, and these guys sat there just in total amazement as one of the balls opened up like a doorway, and he said, out of it came an illuminated light being with arms, legs. Wow, what's going on?
I have to shut something down. There's interference from something. But go on, it's very interesting, go on.
Yeah, well, this is like the punchline. No wonder we'd get, shall we say, interference. So illuminated light being came out with arms, legs, and a head, turned back to the doorway, put in an arm, and pulled out another illuminated light being.
Wow.
I'm sitting there with my boyfriend who's got his jaw hanging on the floor going, really? I mean, seriously, you saw that?
Yeah,
and the guy said, the best line, he said, "Patty, my eyes don't lie. It's just my rational mind that tries to find a rational explanation."
Yeah, that's amazing what happened.
I said, well, I said, "I'm really trying not to make a movie, but I'd like to get this interview." So I took him behind the church next to the silent circle,
mm-hmm.
and I interviewed him and his friend, and they just did the most amazing interview, because what they saw, they saw. They had no doubt about it. And as soon as we got back to the silent circle, we're just relaxing and kind of digesting what they just said. And all of a sudden, he says, "Ah, there's the French people." The French people walked up like a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Did you really see them?" And they said, "Yeah, yeah, we don't know what they are, but we saw them." So I took them behind the church, and I said, "I'm really trying not to make a movie, but can I interview you, would you tell me what happened?" So pretty much everybody had one person that spoke English who could translate, so they told the story. And they did not see illuminated light beings, but they did see the balls of light appear and disappear. So they concurred the story on the same night, July 29th, 2010, over Eastfield. So the next day, my boyfriend and I decided to go to the Roundaway Crop Circle because we were heading to a friend's wedding in Glastonbury.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way there, about an hour out of Wiltshire, was this other great crop circle. And, you know, we get kind of lazy as circle researchers. We have so many right there in Wiltshire that we rarely go more than an hour's drive because there's so many right close.
Mm-hmm.
So on our way to Glastonbury, we had a wedding that night to go attend. We stopped at the Roundaway Crop Circle, and I said, "Just leave the camera in the car." And he said, nope, I'm bringing it." And I'm like, I'm warning you. So anyway, we climb the hill. We go into the Roundaway Crop Circle, and I hear these children laughing, and their laughter goes across the field. So I found the kids, and I asked the mother if I could interview them and ask them what they thought of the crop circle we were in. And the mother said, "Yeah, they don't speak English, but I can translate." So she says to the children, "What do you think of this crop circle we're in?" And the little blonde girl, maybe 5 years old, ringlets, big blue eyes, she starts talking quickly, and she says to the mom, "I don't want to talk about this crop circle. I want to talk about the one we were in the other day with these in Eastfield, where I saw the orange beings, the orange balls of light." And at this point, the guy I was with completely freaked out. He was just like, "Oh my God, you were not kidding."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "No, I wasn't. They work me hard. Everywhere we go, you're going to hear probably that people were in this formation and saw these beings. beings, whoever they are. So sure enough, the little girl goes on and she says, yeah, it was like a flame around a candle, and you could see it like a big, bright orange ball. And then the child said, they told me the crop circle's not done yet. They're going to make it bigger.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, God, I've got this on film. So the date right now is July 30th. You know, this happened on July 29th. This child says it's going to be bigger. If it's bigger tomorrow, we have it on film that a five-year-old knew it and that the orange beings told her. And I thought I was kidding. So we go to the wedding. And at the wedding, after the wedding was over, we go to a restaurant for dinner. And we're sitting at the restaurant. And I meet this guy named Eddie at the end of the table, and I said, what do you do? And he said, I go in the crop circles and I do automatic writing. I said, what does that mean? He said, spirit takes my arm and uses my hand and writes. And they use my hand and they leave messages. And I said, really, have you written anything interesting lately? And he said, yeah, yeah, I was in his field the other day. And I'm like, this is not about to happen again. And so he puts the book on the table at the restaurant, slaps it open, and you can see a sketch that he did of that crop circle with added elements, with more pieces.
Wow.
And then he says, the first word they gave me was orange, and they wrote it really big and free, and it's right there, O-R-A-N-G-E. He said to them, are you the orange beings? And they wrote the word yes. Now, at this point, my boyfriend's got his foot squishing my foot under the table. He's totally freaking out. He's like, I can't believe this is happening in front of me. And he, you know, the huge eyes, like the silence with the huge eyes, like, holy Moses. So I had to nod and say, this is how it happens. This is how the movies happen. I'm not making this. Gives us the interview, and he says, yeah, yeah, they told me that the crop circle wasn't done yet. And I'm like, that's it. That's it. I got this one on film, too. And if the circle's bigger tomorrow, I'm going to be screaming. So sure enough, the crop circle was bigger the next day. And a couple days later, August 3rd, it was the third and final phase, and it was like this big, huge, looked like a scorpion to me. Everybody sees something else, but all these people were correct. All of them came up to me, or I was attracted to them, mm-hmm. and the movie made itself.
What's the name of the most recent movie? What's the name of it?
It's called Four Stories, One Event, Other Worlds.
Right.
And my website is pattygreer.com, PattyGreer.com. So I just posted the first 15 minutes of all of my movies on YouTube. So for your audience, you know, for me, because the Circle Makers have been so generous, I want to share the movies. Mm-hmm. I just want everybody to know the truth about crop circles.
Oh,
and
yes.
The truth is...
It's so important, and in the UFO field, the crop circle phenomenon is sometimes forgotten and overlooked. But I appreciate the work you do, Patty, and the documentaries you make, because our connection with ET is so clear in crop circles.
Yeah, and are you aware, Martin, that there were 69 crop circles in England alone this year?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I
69 in England. I mean... They're really coming down. I can't believe people aren't talking about them. They're so fantastic.
They're beautiful and so complex. Yeah. I mean, in 2011, I was in a plane, I think with Tony, the pilot, and he flew me over several crop circles, the one with the moon crescent also. And if you see it from the air, you are certain and sure, even you are skeptical, that this is not made by human hands. It's impossible. The perfection.
Right. Well, you know, there's one thing about flying and looking at them from the air, which is absolutely beautiful. From the air, you see the full picture, the full pattern, the sacred geometry.
Mm-hmm.
And in that sacred geometry is the message. And what we believe as researchers is that the ETs, the Circle Makers, are giving us visible information, and that each human looking at that sacred geometric pattern will see something different depending on their frequency, their vibration, their energy.
Yes.
You know, like if you look at it, you might might see something, whereas I said it's a scorpion, you might say, no, it's a tool belt, or you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And everybody is correct, because what we see is what the message is for us.
Exactly.
And supposedly, the crop circles being sacred geometry, the thing about sacred geometry is that it has symmetry, whereas there's a center point, and then all the pattern comes out from it. Typically, it's even and consistent and symmetrical. So it gives the brain a relaxation. When we look at it, we go, ah. And when we are in that relaxed state, it gives that information more ability to put the message into us on a subconscious level. It's really very brilliant.
Yes, it's brilliant. It's fascinating. And indeed, what you're saying, Patty, I agree. When you look at it, at a geometric pattern, there is a subconscious message that brings you in a calm state.
Yes.
And the movies...
So looking at...
Yeah, the movie... I just want to say the movies that I saw that I have in my... at my parents' house, they have a big Panasonic screen, and it's so beautiful to see your films over there. And there is something I want to ask you about equipment. What cameras do you use, Sony or Panasonic or Canon?
I use a Panasonic P2 HD.
Wonderful.
And you know,
I want to tell you, Patty, that electronic manufacturers, some of them are benevolent and some of them are not. And I must tell you that Panasonic, the founder of Panasonic, was his Japanese name Konosuke Matsushita. And this man was a Buddhist, and his whole philosophy in the company, because Panasonic doesn't make commercials, but they display products in a shop, and because they are so good and durable and sustainable and have such good quality, people buy it. And that's, I want to congratulate you that you're using Panasonic cameras, because the eye of the camera, which captures the movie and the people that you interview, that brings the energy also to the screen from the people that are seeing it. So that's a very good conscious choice. I don't know if it's conscious or not, but Panasonic is a really very good brand. In fact, the best brand in electronics.
Well, that's a good promo for them. And, you know, for me, Martin, everything has been completely intuitive. Buying the camera, I'm telling you, I bought the camera. I didn't know which end. I could tell there's a lens over there, but I still today couldn't tell you what the bits and parts are called.
Mm-hmm.
This movie making has been like Patty on autopilot.
Yeah. Well, stick with Panasonic, because they have a conscious... All the people that work in the factory are paid a fair loan, and all the equipment is made from recycling or from honest a way of honest production. It's very important.
Well, we like integrity, that's for sure, and we're not seeing as much as we'd like to, huh?
Indeed. And
I love my camera.
Yeah.
And you know, speaking of cameras and crop circles, the one thing that's very interesting is that many people say their cameras stop working in the crop circles because of the elevated electromagnetic field.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to talk about the elevated electromagnetic field, because I'm having an interesting fascination this week. It's why I was late to your show, or thought it was last week. In the last week or two, I've had two computers corrupt.
Uh-huh.
The hard drives both corrupted. And so I got a replacement hard drive, and my tech guy was here at the house, and he put it in, and it was corrupted. Now, how does this happen? And so last night I met him at the Apple store, because I use Apple products.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I got to be honest, Patty, there must be some kind of heavy magnet energy in your house. Now, of all interesting things for him to say to me, because he said, you know, I've worked on a ton of computers. I've never, ever seen three hard drives go down in such a short period of time.
Yes.
Now, that threw me. Because the thing about the crop circles is that it has an elevated electromagnetic field, seriously elevated, such as, which you probably remember, as you're walking into the formation, 10 or 20 or 30 feet before you even get to the opening of the crop crop circle, you can feel it. It's like, woo, hair stands up on your arms.
I felt it many times. Yes, indeed. Yeah, go on.
So your hair stands up on your arms, on the back of your neck. You get chills, head to toe, goosebumps. It's an exhilarating feeling. And it's not just in the crop circle, but there's an envelope, like an umbrella that goes out further. It's almost like the welcome mat, where you get that initial feeling of, whoo, yeah, I'm close. And as you know, when you're looking for a crop circle, you're walking in these huge acreages of wheat. And you know what we usually count on is somebody got there before us, so you see their head bobbing over there. Because otherwise, to find a crop circle, the directions are usually branch, climb over the gate and count 5 tractor lines to the left, and then just keep on walking, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like you have roads to turn on. You've got a farm and then a fence and then earth images that you have to kind of remember to find particular crop circles. I imagine there's some more sophisticated people that just track it with a GPS, but you know, there's the etiquette for the farmers where we have to stay in the tram lines. So for me, I think the most exciting part is stepping into that envelope where your body entirely lights up, and then you keep walking in almost magnetized, and then there you are at the opening where the wheat is just swirled down to perfection, and then your heart just jumps because the visual added to the physical elevated electromagnetic energy is so exhilarating. You agree?
I do. It's a wonderful feeling. It's really like a blessing, like you're stepping into another world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I find that I always bow.
Yes.
When I get to the opening of a crop circle, I always bow. I just feel so honoring.
Yeah, blessed and privileged also. It's like you enter a temple or a church.
It really is a sacred space.
Yep.
So, you know, let's talk about the reason that you and I would choose England rather than anywhere else in the world to go for crop circles. There is something about this area that draws more crop circles than anywhere else in the world that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's possible there could be other areas that are having just as many crop circle messages left for the people, but possibly people aren't hiking into the field, the farmers aren't looking, there's nobody flying over, so they're not getting documented. You know, I think that there must be so many more crop circles happening that nobody sees.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, I think that because we are focused in this area and we're constantly have Tony and the other guys flying over the formations with the small planes and helicopters, that we know about the ones going on here. But that's my point, is that there could be so many more that we just don't know about because they're not being documented.
Yes, exactly. And that's interesting. For example, we have the winter now on the northern hemisphere, but on the southern hemisphere, for example in Patagonia in South America, there are large fields of crop and grass, and who knows that things are happening there, or South Africa or Australia.
Exactly. Well, this year in particular, we did have documentation from, I think it was 69 in England and 56 in a variety of other countries, including America, including the Netherlands, Italy, Croatia, Estonia, really odd places, Mexico, Argentina, Brazil, and it might have only been one or two or three in each of those countries. The point is, they are everywhere.
Yep.
And it's just a matter of the people being aware of them to give them the attention to do something about it.
Yeah, my parents live in outside of a village in the countryside. And last spring, I was thinking it would be wonderful if there would be a crop circle in this field on the little country road where I was on my bicycle going to my girlfriend. And in August, I was coming with the dog for a walk in the late evening. And I thought, what do I see there in the field? I was a little bit confused. And then I saw in the crop, there was a formation. And that was exactly the field where I was thinking of in a few months earlier. So, you know, also our consciousness is connected to crop circles. We can have foreknowledge of being, of crop circles being made. That was amazing.
That's really exciting, Martin.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was last summer. Very interesting.
So they're working with you. I mean, you know, for us, it's really quite amazing that even as far away as I am, and I did not go this year to England, I had a direct communication with the circle makers.
Wow.
And this was something that I actually discussed with, there's so many stories, you know, we're just kind of swirling in our memories, because when we're in England, in this area of Wiltshire, everything is so extremely magical.
It is.
The people are so authentically druid that it's almost like a dream.
It is. I must tell you that when I come to England, I go with the car, you know, and I go to Dover with the ferry from France, and I drive on the highway, and the closer I get to Wiltshire, the more magic and excited I feel about approaching this area. And when I see the place Avebury, for example, yes, I'm here, I'm back, you know, and it's the first time I came there by car, because by seeing your DVDs, I saw a light orb in the sky. It was at sunset. It was really a UFO. I'm sure about it. My girlfriend saw it too. And every time when I come back to England and I see the hills of Wiltshire, I think about this UFO I saw. It's such an amazing feeling. It's really attracting. And then, if you are not convinced, I would tell you, see one of Patty's DVDs, pattygreer.com. What's your latest movie, Patty?
Well, the Four Stories One Event, Other Worlds, that we were talking about, the four stories I was telling you, I want to tell you the punchline of how outrageous this movie got.
Okay.
I asked all the four different groups of people from three different countries, did any of you take photos of the orange balls of light? None of them did.
No.
So all of a sudden, I remembered that 2 years earlier, I was on that overlook over Eastfield, and I took photos of orange balls of light. So did my friend Monique, and I think you know Monique Kliekenberg?
Yeah. I you know, she was on the Dutch television, on the national television. It's called a TV show. It's a very popular show. This guy has interviewed many famous people from all over. And she was on his show. It was amazing. And people that I know that do not believe in the whole phenomena and that are very skeptical, they say...
She's there for the same reason I am. And, you know, there's no fame and fortune. There's no money to be made in this. I've done 100 radio shows, and we don't get paid to do radio shows. I write articles for magazines.
Yeah.
We don't get paid.
Neither am I.
Right. But what I'm saying is, the payment is that we go to crop circles. I mean, it doesn't get any better.
Exactly. And of course, the news that we are spreading, you by making beautiful movies and documentaries that are seen by many people, and I doing radio shows about UFOs, NETs, and crop circles. And we're all working together as a team. And, you
yes.
know, Patricia Corey is a friend of mine. You interviewed her in the Wake Up Call number 2, I think.
Yeah, she's in my 2012 movie. She did a beautiful, beautiful interview.
Amazing. You know, her energy was, you know, she's such a brilliant personality. But also other people, you know, all the people that we met there, it's amazing. And every time when you come back, you hug each other and it's like family. It's amazing.
It really is. It's an advanced family. It's like we're the pioneers of the new paradigm.
Yes, we are.
So... In this amazing night that Monique and I took photos of the orange balls of light, I just had an instamatic, but I got the groups of balls of light coming toward us over the hill. She had a 35 millimeter and got these incredible close-up shots. So I get our photos, and it was interesting. I put them in the timeline, and I sent them to all the different people in England and Belgium and France, and I said, are these the balls of light you saw? And when I woke up the next day, because you guys are 8 and 9 hours ahead of us here in
mm-hmm.
America,
yeah.
all of them wrote back and said, oh my God, that's them. Where'd you get those pictures? Were you there? And all of us were screaming. I mean, we were all screaming Because what these people saw, they sat there, which most people do when they are in the presence of balls of light, completely paralyzed with their mouth open, just, oh my God, you know, you're frozen.
Yeah, that's the real thing. Yeah.
And none of them had the photos. When I sent them, and all of them said, oh my God, yes, that's them, I knew the movie was correct. So I put the movie together, and it makes total sense. It makes total sense. But I was in tears when I realized that between Monique and I, that we actually had balls of light that were big, deep, orange, illuminated from the inside, that had where you could see the doorway where the illuminated beings came out.
Wow.
So I'm in tears realizing, oh my God, this is all really true.
Mm-hmm.
So Charles, who owns the Silent Circle, says to me, oh, Patty, there's this other woman who saw from Silbury Hill, America. He said, she took us out. She was telling us the same story, but she saw it from across the veil, the valley.
Wow.
So he gives her a call, he sends her an email, and he says, you got to talk to Patty Greer. She's doing a film about that night. So I'm calling, I'm Skyping. She will not talk to me.
Oh, my God.
She wouldn't pick up. And Charles is going, no, I'll tell her, you know. It was really interesting. It just wouldn't happen. So I finish the movie, and I send it off to print. And as soon as it goes off to print, she Skypes me.
Oh.
And I said, hi. And she said, hi. And I said, how did you know I just sent it off? And she said, because I have three kids and the story's too big. I'm like, you're kidding. So, interestingly enough, I spoke with her yesterday for the first time in probably a year. Unbelievable. I mean, we're all still in shock about what happened that night. So she said, now that you're done filming and I really couldn't go on camera, I'll be glad to tell you my story. And I said, okay. So she tells me that she and her mate and another man were standing on top of Silbury Hill, which is this sacred mound. Of course, you've been there.
Yeah, I've been there.
And they've done ritual there for thousands of years. People have walked across Europe to circle the base of Silbury Hill and do whatever ritual they come to do. So it's a very sacred area. And I think that's one of the main reasons that the crop circles are drawn here in such droves, is the sacred energy. So she said that she and these two men were standing on the hill, up on the top of Silbury Hill, and behind them were these teenagers that were kind of chatting away, and all of a sudden they saw this mist. And the mist, like clouds, started coming toward them. And out of the clouds came these big, bright, orange balls of light. She said the men grabbed her hands and took the blood away. They were so freaked out. And she remembered saying to them, stay calm. These balls of light, she said, came close to them. And next thing she knew, there were all these illuminated light beings with arms, legs, and a head circling around the base of Silbury Hill. Now, she didn't know about my movie. She didn't know the stories. She told me the same dang thing, except that there were lots of them, not just two,
mm-hmm.
and that they circled the base of Silbury Hill. And she said, we were just standing there completely frozen watching them, and there were lots of them. And I turned around to look at the teenagers because they were silent. And she said they were all laying flat under what looked like a big, thick plastic tarp.
Wow.
And she said, I remember that clearly, and it was thicker than plastic, but it was like they were laying under a black something, and they were out cold. They didn't get to have the experience like we did standing there watching. So she said, next thing I knew, they put their arms up in the air, they started, and they disappeared. And the cloud mist moved away, and the experience was over. And she and the two men were like stunned, silent.
Mm-hmm.
And the teenagers woke up slowly. Who was across the hill saw only two, but he described the illuminated light beings just the same. So I was just like, oh my God, this is amazing. And now I know, she said, it's how they move from their world to ours. is like those Russian dancers that spin and spin and spin, and boom, they're gone, which was really interesting. So I finished the movie, and I sent it off to those four different groups of people, and they were all completely blown away watching themselves because they were all in shock, mm-hmm. and they had forgotten most of the experience that they had had. So Igor, the guy from Belgium that said, "My eyes don't lie, it's just my rational mind that tries to find a rational explanation," said, "After I watched the movie the second time, Patty," he said, "I remembered the dream I had." And I said, "What dream?" He said, "The one that I had before you woke me up at the camper van." I said, "I was never at the camper van." He said, "Yeah, yeah, you woke me up and you asked me to come and do an interview." I said, "No, I never came to your camper van. I was at the silent circle with my boyfriend having coffee, and you guys were stumbling up, and I grabbed you before you hit the ground."
Yes.
And he didn't remember that at all. He was totally confused. He said, "No, no." I said, "Well, I appreciate what you're saying." He said, "Wow, that's really weird." I said, "Well, tell me about the dream." He said, "In the dream, the illuminated light beings were really close to us, and all of a sudden they put their arms up in the air and started spinning, and then they disappeared."
Same story.
That was just like, are you kidding? Oh my God. This girl told me the same thing about the same night.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's amazing. I mean, that's not only amazing, that's thrilling, that's fascinating, that's you know. And you're very fortunate that you met all those people. It's also, I think, somehow divine that you were able to meet those people. But have you edited those confessions in your movie?
Yes. Yes. And you can even see the first 15 minutes on YouTube. If you search Patty Greer, 4 Stories, 1 Event, you'll find the movie. But the DVD, you see the whole film. The most interesting thing is the way the circle makers, they do funny things to where I know that they want me to know they're working with me.
Mm-hmm.
And before I realized that I had the real photos of those orange balls of light, I went online and I searched orange balls of light because all my witnesses said, "Nope, nope, I didn't take photos." Everybody was paralyzed and they didn't take photos. So I found this woman in Australia who, after she looked at my website and knew my movies, she started funneling me her photos. I didn't realize she had taken more than 800,000 photos.
What?
Of ET beings that have been on and off her property. Unbelievable.
So many.
The photos. I've shown the images, and most of the places, MUFONs and different meetings, most people have come up and said, "You showed things I've never seen before." I'm telling you, I have been like a magnet to whatever it is. But yes, I'm so glad you love the movies, and I don't really take credit. I'm the human that's bringing them through.
Oh yes, of course. Patty, please contact the lady that took all the photos. I would like to have her on my show if you can.
Oh, she'd love to.
Yeah.
Well,
and as a second question, from this interview is beautiful. The story that you're telling is just fascinating, and we have just 8 minutes before we have to sign off. But I want to ask you to send me as many as you can aerial pictures of crop circles, because I want to make a YouTube video from this interview and place it on YouTube so that people can listen to this interview and see the crop circles.
Wonderful. Well, I will tell you, Martin, the story that I just told, I think, is one of the most shocking bits of information about the crop circles that I've ever experienced. And in the beginning of the movie that I made right before this, which is called Crop Circles Update, The Wake-Up Call,
mm-hmm.
right the first 5 minutes, in my opinion, I clearly proved that the Oliver's Castle footage is real.
Okay.
You know that famous footage where 2 balls of light circle and then the crop circle goes down in seconds?
Yes. I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
When I came home the first year, and I had been, I had an experience in 2007 where I was taken from a crop circle. And that's where I remember now where it was that they took me. But it took it wasn't until this summer when somebody opened up a library by an artist named Ariel, Eriel.us. This artist did a painting of the place where the ETs took me. And I didn't know where it was, but when I saw his artwork, I was completely shocked, and it was just a few months ago. It was in the summer. And what happened was a friend opened it up, and I saw it, and I started crying, and I said, oh, my God, I've been here before. Well, let me think, where is this place? Oh, my God, it's where they took me. Wow. The most outrageous colors. Everything was ultraviolet, ultra blue, ultra pink. It was just like, oh, my God, I've been here before. It looked like a crystal castle.
Wow.
So I'm having this experience in America 6 months ago, and I wake up the next morning, and the crop circle connector sends me an email that says, here's the crop circle that happened last night, right? You get those emails. And what happened while I slept was they made the only crop circle of the entire summer that had no circles. It was a crystal castle.
Yes, I've seen it.
Oh, I was in tears. And the tears, in my opinion, to me, that was a crop circle message to me. They were saying, even though you're not here, we really appreciate what you're doing. So it was the most amazing thing. And when I went through the website, I realized, oh, my God, this is the only non-circle crop circle. I really felt like they were acknowledging that I remembered where they took me because I remembered. And then they get this unbelievable piece of art in the morning that's the crystal castle. And so I said, wow, there's not a circle. This one is the only unique one of the year. And the next day was phase two of that crop circle. They threw this huge circle with a goddess inside it.
Yes, beautiful.
I'm in tears again going, yeah. Oh my God, they love me.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Again.
What a beautiful experience, Patty. You have been through what you have encountered, people that you have encountered, and stories and experiences. It's just beautiful.
Well, thank you. I have a new movie that I'm working on now, and it is the one that I'm going to do. It's kind of for children, but it's not really. It's about being in the new paradigm, and it's all telepathic wildlife and people who believe they are fairies and elves. And I'm doing a crowdfunding campaign. I really need an executive producer, somebody that wants to get behind Anchorly Creamed. And I don't want to discuss it, but I don't want to stop making movies. So on my website, which is pattygreer.com, I do have these movies, which are, if you want to know the truth, they are all available. And I have all regions, so Europe, no problem. But I really love it that you've seen the movies, Martin, and that it inspired you to go there.
Yes, I will take a look. I would love to see them.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes. Do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes. The Four Stories, One Event movie, the thing I wanted to finish with is that the first half of the movie is those four stories of those people that saw the orange balls of light. But the second half of the movie is the story of that woman in Australia with the 800,000 images. And they are magnificent. I mean, one of them is my business card.
Wow.
And if you drop me a line, I'll definitely give you her email. Her name is Yvonne Schuler. She's in Australia. And I guarantee her property is a vortex. She has photos of these orange dome ETs that have all the chakras inside the dome. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. So the second half of my Four Stories, One Event, Other Worlds movie is her story and her images. And I've never had so many letters about any movie, but when I show that movie or people see it, a lot of people are having sightings.
That's amazing.
I think when you open yourself up to receive, then you do. And a month ago, I was really dealing with the business aspect of this that has been the only tough part. I mean, making movies has been so fun, but the business people I've dealt with taking all the money has just been like, ew.
Oh, yes,
and I just
I know.
Had to shake it off. But there was a day when I went out on my deck, and I live in the mountains on a lake, and I put my arms up to the sky to talk to whoever the circle makers are, and I said, listen, guys, you have got to bring me some humans to help me finance this so I can keep moving forward, or I'm going to stop making movies because this is just too expensive. And never in my life have I seen a ship or an ET being. But within that very week, I had 4 visible sightings in the sky, and I was dumbfounded. And I said, okay, thank you. I get it. You are here. So, you know, for those of us who are transmitters, who are channeling, or whatever you want to call it, having these wonderful interactions with these higher dimensional beings, count your blessings. We are so lucky to be living in this time to experience this miracle. And even, Martin, all the people listening to your show, wherever they are, these are people that are saying, feed me. Feed my soul. I don't want to be living in the third dimension anymore. I want to move into this new paradigm where we are seeing illuminated light beings. We are being downloaded with great new information to help us have free energy and a peaceful planet. And I believe it's coming.
It is coming, Patty Greer. Amen. PattyGreer.com. We have to sign off. Thank you, Patty. You are a blessed human being. And the work you're doing is amazing. PattyGreer.com, already the beautiful films that she made. Thank you, Patty, and amen to your beautiful words. And this interview will be available on YouTube later.
Wonderful, Martin. Thank you for working so hard to keep giving all of us access to your audience, because that's how we all evolve, one person at a time.
Yes, we have to reach as many as possible. Thank you, Patty, and many blessings to you.
You too, Martin. Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.